Israel's military leaders find themselves in a state of panic as a dramatic video depicting Iranian strikes on the Golan Heights, initially barred from mainstream circulation, has gone viral. In response to the potential fallout, Israeli authorities have imposed a media blackout on the Golan, where it is speculated that a significant intelligence center may have been obliterated by an Iranian-made hypersonic missile. Amidst ongoing efforts by experts to verify the veracity of these reports, Iranian state media has confirmed that all deployed hypersonic missiles successfully bypassed Israel's intricate defense layers, targeting the critical intelligence hub on the Golan Heights. Iranian sources assert that the strike inflicted substantial damage on vital military assets. Prior to delving into further specifics, please review the video evidence presented by Iranian media. The footage bears a striking resemblance to clips released on the day of the retaliation on X. While some portions of the video have been shared, the precise details of the attack remain undisclosed. However, what stands out prominently are the missiles showcased in the footage. They seemingly outmaneuvered the Israeli Iron Dome and Arrow missiles, possibly utilizing decoys before accurately striking their designated targets. This technological prowess is particularly noteworthy for a nation enduring prolonged sanctions. Such precision strikes are typically associated with major powers like China, Russia, and even the USA itself. Consequently, the implications for deterrence are significant, showcasing Iran's capability to target any part of Israel, including the heavily fortified Dimona nuclear facility. Another footage allegedly released by Iranian media offers a detailed account of a remarkable incident involving a hypersonic missile allegedly outsmarting Israeli air defense interceptors. This event marks a significant development following the earlier barrage directly from Iran. The footage vividly illustrates the moment when the interceptors initially appeared to track the target, but were ultimately misled by decoys released by the hypersonic missile. While the interceptors engaged with the decoys, the primary warhead continued its trajectory unabated, directly hitting its intended target and causing substantial damage. Additionally, the footage captures a secondary warhead making impact, while the Iron Dome interceptors remain preoccupied with the decoys. Such a scenario is unprecedented and underscores the sophistication of Iran's missile technology. It's important to note that the open-minded Thinkershow news team has not independently verified this footage. Unfortunately, critics of the retaliation's outcome, dismissing it as mere posturing by Iran, fail to grasp the profound lessons it imparts. The strategic depth exhibited in this retaliation offers the Islamic Republic invaluable insights, potentially enabling it to orchestrate more impactful blows against its adversaries in the future. Interestingly, the escalation of tensions between Iran and Israel has unveiled a significant strategic shift in the dynamics of regional conflict. The scale and scope of Iran's recent attack, targeting diverse locations with a variety of weapons, have compelled Israel to reveal a substantial portion of its anti-missile technologies, jointly developed with the US. This exposure of defensive capabilities poses a strategic dilemma for Israel, as it provides Iran with crucial intelligence regarding the composition and deployment of missile defense systems across the region, along with insights into the operational timelines and societal responses associated with their activation. The strategic implications extend beyond mere military maneuvering, encompassing political ramifications within the Arab world. Arab regimes, particularly Jordan, face internal criticism for prioritizing the protection of Israeli interests over the plight of Palestinians in Gaza. This exacerbates existing tensions and complicates diplomatic efforts aimed at resolving the conflict. Moreover, Iran's acquisition of valuable intelligence from the recent attack enables the potential for reverse engineering, facilitating the development of more sophisticated and credible offensive capabilities in future engagements. The evolving dynamics also impact the broader geopolitical landscape, with the prospect of a regional war looming closer. This escalation prompts increased pressure on Israel from both the US and Arab regimes to de-escalate, potentially paving the way for diplomatic initiatives to secure a ceasefire. However, such developments underscore the complexity of strategic decision-making, highlighting the interplay between short-term tactical considerations and long-term strategic objectives. Fundamentally, the divergent preferences of key stakeholders further complicate the path to peace in the region. While the Israeli government may favor a swift and decisive conflict with US support, Iran appears to embrace a protracted war of attrition aimed at eroding Israel's deterrence capabilities and fostering broader alliances with Arab states and the US. Amidst these competing interests, advocating for the Palestinian cause emerges as a critical pathway towards sustainable peace. Challenging the entrenched system of apartheid and advocating for freedom, justice, and dignity for all Palestinians. Frankly, the whole point is clear. The recent events in Syria thrusted Israel into the spotlight as the alleged perpetrator of a devastating attack on the Iranian consulate, resulting in the loss of numerous lives, including high-ranking Iranian officials. Despite Israel's silence on the matter, the evidence points unmistakably towards its involvement. The specific origins of the aircraft used in the attack, traced back to an Israeli base, provide damning proof of Israel's culpability, reinforcing Iran's conviction in attributing the incident to its neighbor. The repercussions of these actions reverberated through the region, with communities grappling with the aftermath of the assault. The period of lockdown from April 1st to April 13, 14 was marked by a sense of suspense, fear, and anticipation, compounded by the incessant wail of sirens warning of incoming ballistic missiles and the ensuing fallout. Amidst this chaos, gratitude and praise are directed towards a higher power, acknowledging the resilience and restraint demonstrated by Iran in the face of provocation. Central to Iran's response is a steadfast commitment to principles of morality, integrity, and respect for human rights and international law. Unlike the bloodthirsty image often associated with conflict, Iran's actions reflect a measured approach, characterized by control, patience, and a refusal to succumb to base instincts. This stance not only distinguishes Iran from its adversaries, but also underscores its commitment to ethical conduct, even in the midst of escalating tensions. Meanwhile, European allies have joined the United States in urging Israel to exercise restraint following Iran's recent missile and drone attack on its territory. As tensions escalate in the Middle East, leaders from across Europe are calling on Israeli officials to step back from what they describe as the edge of the cliff. Israel's war cabinet is scheduled to convene to deliberate on an appropriate response to Iran's aggression. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and former Defense Minister Benny Gantz are among those participating in the crucial discussions. While statements from Gallant and Gantz after Sunday's war cabinet meeting hinted at a cautious approach, Netanyahu has yet to announce a formal decision regarding Israel's response. In a phone call on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden advised Netanyahu against escalating tensions with Iran. The White House reiterated that the United States was not seeking war and would not participate in any Israeli counterstrike against Iran. Biden reportedly emphasized that considering the minimal damage caused by the attack, Israel should view the incident as a win and refrain from further military action. Amidst growing concerns, several world leaders have echoed calls for Israeli restraint. Josep Borrell, the EU foreign policy chief, emphasized the need to apply brakes and reverse gear to prevent a potential crisis in the region. France, along with other Western allies, including Germany and the UK, has also urged Israel to avoid escalation. President Emmanuel Macron emphasized the importance of preventing a conflagration and called for measures to isolate Iran, strengthen regional security, and increase pressure on Iran's nuclear activities. As tensions continue to simmer in the Middle East, diplomatic efforts are underway to de-escalate the situation and prevent further conflict between Israel and Iran. Thank you for joining us today. To expand our reach and amplify our message, we encourage you to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Together, let's raise awareness and strive for peace. Until next time, stay informed and engaged. Peace.